Prosecutors say of the 16 killed, 9 were children, 5 of them under age 5. By video feed from Afghanistan, some of the surviving victims testified about the horrors of that early morning in March when a gunman entered their walled compound and opened fire. Prosecutors say that man was Staff Sergeant Robert Bales, a married father of 2 on his 4th combat deployment. Outside court, Bales' family painted a very different picture of the man they call Bob.
We know Bob as a bright, courageous, and honorable soldier, son, husband.
Stephanie Tandberg is Bales' sister-in-law. As she spoke in the drizzle at Washington's Joint Base Lewis-McChord, Bales' wife, Carrie, stood silently at her side. Tandberg told reporters the family shares the nation's despair over the massacre, but questioned the evidence against Bales.
Much of the testimony was painful, even heartbreaking, but we are not convinced the government has shown us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about what happened that night.
Bales was assigned to a special forces outpost in Kandahar province in southern Afghanistan. On the night of the killings, prosecutors say he drank whiskey and soda with some fellow soldiers and watched a Denzel Washington movie about a man who goes on a killing spree to seek revenge. After everyone had gone to bed, prosecutors say Bales left on foot to commit his, quote, heinous crimes in 2 nearby villages. His defense team is raising a number of issues, including whether Bales acted alone. But at the heart of the defense is a single question. What was Bales' state of mind? His attorneys have suggested Bales suffered from PTSD and a traumatic brain injury. It emerged in court that Bales was also taking steroids. His attorney, Emma Scanlon.
We need to know what it means when somebody is on steroids, alcohol, and sleeping aids. What does that mean about his state of mind?
Scanlon says the defense team has just now received toxicology results that still need to be analyzed. Eugene Fidel teaches military justice at Yale Law School. Speaking via Skype, he says that avenue of defense could be risky.
Perhaps there's a basis for some kind of extenuating or mitigating evidence that would be an effort to negate premeditation, for example, intention. But voluntary intoxication? Military law is not friendly to that kind of defense.
In court, prosecutors used Bales' own words to try to demonstrate he was aware of his actions and able to express guilt shortly after the killings. Quote, I thought I was doing the right thing. Bales also reportedly said, it's bad, really bad. But defense lawyer Scanlon notes Bales has yet to go through the Army's sanity board process.
We don't know so many things about this case that we ask that everybody keep an open mind as we go forward, as we investigate what is actually going on here.
In closing arguments, Scanlon tried to convince the investigating officer to take the death penalty off the table. On that point, the prosecution said the sheer brutality of the crimes justifies that if Bales is ultimately convicted of premeditated murder, he should face the possibility of execution. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.